Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews, and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's star date is 60.9998. So 9,998 days since Pluto passed the sun on its way to its 248-year new year. So, 248 of our years make up one Pluto year, and we're at day 9998. Well, hurrah for Pluto. First up in the program, the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. So, for the Glacier View Community Council, we will be meeting this January 26th, 7 p.m. at Glacier View School, open to the public, and all are welcome. We are now accepting nominations for Vice President and for Secretary. We have nominations for both positions, but it's still open. You can either let me know, Joseph Davis, your Glacier View Community Council President, or you can drop a note off at the school, or simply come to the meeting the 26th of January, 7 p.m., Glacier View School, where we will have the final nominations and closing of those positions for the vote in February. Okay, those offices are Vice President and Secretary. Also, we'll be discussing Meals on Wheels. Now, Meals on Wheels is provided to us by the Matsu Senior Services, but now we have another need, and that is we need a care and respite worker. There are three families up here that need a care and respite worker, and these families qualify for up to 16 hours a week of part-time work. So three families, 16 hours per family, that's 48 hours a week. It is a part-time job, even though it can be up to over 40 hours. It is part-time because families that receive the care may not always need the full 16 hours. They may be traveling, or there may be medical issues and have gone to Anchorage or Palmer for a day or two or whatever. So they're not guaranteed hours, but up to 48 hours a week for these three families. They need somebody now, somebody here in Glacier View. The position is open for a Glacier View resident. It's too far to travel for somebody to not be in Glacier View. This brings us to another question. It's a bit of a lifestyle question. It's something to do with livable communities. Now, there's an AARP network of age-friendly communities. Okay, that's their kind of their slogan or their byline, the banner on which AARP is discussing this idea of age-friendly communities or livable communities. What they mean about that is, well, there's eight domains. Outdoor spaces and buildings make a livable community. Transportation. Now, we're talking about not just roads, but bike paths and walking. And we're also talking public transportation. Housing. Livable communities need housing for all ages, elderly down to young people. Social participation. So places to meet and greet and chat, drink tea, gather on a Friday night or Saturday night makes a livable community. Respect and social inclusion to include people. Respect people. Six is civic participation and employment. So civic participation is more than just social, it's getting things done. And seven is communication and information. Eight is community and health services. So On this program, we don't have a guest speaker. We will be talking to people about this in the future. We'll go over to Matsu Senior Services, and we'll go around Palmer, Glacier View. But a livable community means, well, let's look at it. Maybe you're a single person, young single person out of school, or a young married couple. How do you find housing? How do you get on with life, with work and participation, socially, economically, on all levels? Also, this is sponsored by AARP. We in America are beginning to build communities of multiple family types. So elderly people, young families, older families, single people. In other words, a mixture, not just an elders community, or not just a community full of young parents, or not just a community of etc. You get the idea. A livable community is where there's many age levels. Now, it almost kind of silly to say that in the Palmer and Glacier View area, Sutton, Chickaloon, the Butte, Wasilla, except we are getting areas with fewer young families. Glacier View is looking for a few more young families to come to Glacier View. We need more young people in our community. How do elderly people get on? Well, right now, with Matsu Senior Services, they have a position open for somebody here in Glacier View to be working as a care and respite worker. That means a younger person working in an elder family situation where they need a little help. I suppose in 14th century France, that was built in, or frankly, actually the pioneer in early days of Alaska, from when the pioneers came in, certainly the native communities were livable communities of all ages. In the days, the colony days of Palmer, it was livable communities because everybody helped the elder out, everybody helped the young family out. Well, now we're working to bring that back. How do we do that in Glacier View, especially for the three families that need a care and respite worker? How do you build that into your own life? So we're going to be looking at the subject. We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to be discussing this. What are you doing for your future? Maybe you're 55 and the kids are grown up and they've been through college and they're starting their own families. What are you going to do in 10 years? How are you going to shovel the walk? How are you going to split the wood? Haul the fuel oil? Take care of the well? What are we doing now to prepare for the future? I think the answer is in this idea, concept of livable communities or age-friendly communities. So that's going to be a theme that's going to run through the Glacier Review. So look forward to it. Look forward to ideas. If you have ideas on livable communities, please post them in Facebook on the Glacier Review Facebook page. Livable communities. What are you doing? All right, moving on. We have a little public service bulletin, January 25th, January 25, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Internet Cafe at Victory Bible Camp, there will be a craft night. Please bring a craft that you are working on. And if you don't have a craft, there will be short crafts projects available. So if you don't have a craft, come on anyway. There'll be something to do. Again, January 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. in the Internet Cafe at Victory Bible Camp, there will be craft night. Bring a craft you're working on or join the fun. Now, I want to mention a little bit about Victory Bible Camp and the Internet Cafe. Several years ago, MTA received an almost $3 million grant to bring fiber up to Glacier View. In fact, this program is recorded and shipped to Radio Free Palmer on that fiber. Thank you, MTA and FCC, for that nearly $3 million grant. Part of the grant was community access. question was, where would there be a place that would be able to sponsor a space, a room for Internet Cafe? That's part of the federal guidelines. Victory Bible Camp stepped up to the plate and completely rebuilt a room that is an Internet Cafe with an outside entrance with easy, easy hours to get to, and inside free Internet, Wi-Fi. Also, there's a few computers in there. There's also counters, seating, and sometimes they even have their coffee shop open. They put in a window there so they can serve your favorite coffee drink, espresso, macchiato, mochas, lattes, whatever, which you pay for. But the Internet Cafe is free. The Internet in the cafe is free, Wi-Fi or the computers. Victory Bible Camp. Very cool arrangement. And I think it's a 2-year contract. I think it's 2 years with MTA. So, spiking it up, January 25th, 7 to 9, there's craft night at the Internet Cafe. If you wondered where to get internet in Glacierview, that's where it is. That's on Victory Road. Drive slowly to the end. Remember, there's kids playing. People are walking. Sometimes there's four-wheelers or snowmobiles along the road. There's people with horses and pets. Be careful on Victory Road. Go to the end of the road. There's Victory Bible Camp. And there's Miracle Lodge, a very big, prominent, beautiful lodge, great fireplace, and a spectacular internet cafe. Very cool place to be. So, and it's free. All right, we're going to do our station break. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station, Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member today. And by the way, there's Pick, Click, and Give going on right now. And on Pick, Click, and Give, you can donate some or all of your PFD to Radio Free Palmer. So head to RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member. And also go to Pick, Click, and Give and pick Radio Free Palmer as one that you donate to. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting at Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Next up, a word from Siri. My aunt lives down in the Seattle area, so she's a diehard Seattle Seahawks fan. Hey Siri, how did the Seahawks do this season?
The Seahawks were beaten by the Falcons in the NFC Divisional Playoff last Saturday. The final score was 36-20.
Which means they are not going to the Rose Bowl or the whatever the big game is. What's that called? Oh, well, the Seahawks had a great season. Didn't quite squeak by two. Hey, Siri, what time is it in London, England?
The time in London, England is 8:30 a.m.
Hey, Siri, how many salmon are in the world?
Let's see. Okay, I found this on the web for how many salmon are in the world.
All right, so if you're interested in salmon, Wikipedia and other endangered Atlantic salmon and how many Chinook salmon are left in the world, lots of web references to salmon, all found by Siri. Hey Siri, what's 16 plus 24 divided by 3?
That would be 24.
Well, okay, I'm sold on Siri. I think Siri is great. But let's see if Siri can play music. Hey Siri, can you find me some country western music? It's thinking. It's coming up with something. Let's see what it's going to do. Okay, came up with Johnny Cash and a Boy Named Sue. Okay, so much for Siri. Let's move on. We're going to have a little bit of music in the program tonight, but before we do, I wanted to mention to you Mary Robinson. Mary Robinson is dedicated to global change and human rights. Okay, let's step back. Global change, global warming, and a threat to human rights. Why would global warming and human rights go in the same sentence? Climate change is unfair. While rich countries can fight against rising oceans and dying farm fields, poor people around the world are already having their lives upended and their human rights threatened by killer storms, starvation, and the loss of their own lands. Mary Robinson asks us to join the movement for worldwide climate change. Now, this is a TED Talk, and you can go to the Glacier Review and look up Mary Robinson and this TED Talk, this link on why climate change is a threat to human rights. So you can find that on the Glacier Review Facebook page, or simply go to TED.com and look up Mary Robinson. Now, who is Mary Robinson? I mean, this woman has worked hard her life. She's the former president of Ireland. She's worked in the UN, and she is now heading up this movement on the threat of human rights because of the disasters that are already happening to growing food, safe water, and the rich and the poor. And when they say the rich and the poor, we're even talking about rich countries and poor countries, not necessarily individuals. Oddly enough, Siri picked the music tonight with Country Western Selection, and here is Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, This world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
That was Johnny Cash, of course, and here is the group Bread with the song The Guitar Man.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day to find another place. You're right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face, and you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin, but he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
That was a group Bread with the song The Guitar Man. This next song almost needs no introduction, but I will anyway. Frankie Lane with Rawhide.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, rolling. Wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good beetles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, right. Don't try to understand them, just rope them, throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Can you name this song and who did it?
Would you believe?
Yeah, would you believe? What song is this? Okay, be sure to go to Pick, Click, and Give, select Radio Free Palmer, donate with your PFD. You know this tune, you can't quite place it, and it doesn't seem to have an ending. This is Joseph Davis with The Glacier Review. You can find us on Facebook, The Glacier Review. Add your photos, your thoughts. Thanks for joining us. That's it for this week.